So, do you feel metta is to be developed, or do you feel metta is just an outcome of your life and your practice?
I mean, it can work both ways, but it is, you know, the more one develops the ability to, say, clear one's mind through meditation using sila, using precepts as a base, not the precepts of non-harming. You know, we start with controlling our actions and our speech as a way of restraining ourselves from causing harm. That in itself, just by using that as a boundary that we set for ourselves as a mirror for reflection, then we can see the effect that has on ourselves and the world around us. And through something like practicing with precepts, developing tranquility meditation to help just soothe and calm and settle the mind, then there is a natural tendency to combine those with a sense of, you know, well-wishing and well-being, because we know how good it feels to ourselves, and we look around the world around us, and a natural sense of you know, wanting other people to feel that can arise as well. It's also something that oftentimes one has to direct oneself's mind towards, and oftentimes it starts with recognizing the pain of not having that, recognizing the pain of say having an angry mind or angry episode, and opening oneself up to that by seeing that and experiencing the pain of that, you know, kind of tendency, and having this wish to do it differently, and so recognizing the opposite sometimes gives us the motivation to learn how to redirect our attention in a skillful way. And that's what metta practice is, in a sense, is this use of what the Buddha calls yoniso manasikara, which is appropriate attention, so that we start to select certain qualities in our own hearts. We select certain qualities of being that we want to see in other people or that we want them to experience. We turn our attention to that and put our attention on that. So it is a training. And, you know, and we don't put attention on the signs and features, is what how the Buddha refers to it, of things that will make us angry or upset or hostile. We start to learn how to skillfully and consciously divert our attention from absorbing into that and purposefully turning it towards, say, an object that will bring up a sense of well-being, of well-wishing, like somebody who has helped us in the past, the kindness that other people have shown us, remembering that, or some, you know, kind of skillful, helpful, kind interaction that you've had with somebody, whether it's you to them or them to you. You turn your attention to remembering those things and attending to those just to refresh and bring up that sense of well-being. So it's a quality that is, you know, can and should be cultivated and developed, as well as a quality that starts to arise much more naturally when you follow precepts and develop a meditation practice as well.